Okay. Very good morning, to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So this morning we supposed to have our puja chanting, Yeah, morning chanting which we have done earlier on, Then we supposed to have a reflection too. What I will do is, I will use this time for renewing the precept. Some of you may not be able to take the 8 precept yesterday. Then maybe today we will do it again. Turn to the normal chanting book, page 1. We will do the salutation, followed by the Vandana, then the 3 refuges. Then after that, we renew the 8 precepts, then we end. The 8 precepts is at the back. Yes, at the back, page 25. So for those who wants to renew the 8 precepts, turn to page 25 later. Okay. Never mind, it's okay. We use this normal one. Okay. Arahang sama sambuto bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay. You can be seated, then we will chant the Vandana onward. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhasa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dhatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dhatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata Mani sikha padang samadhiyami. Adina dana veramani padang samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Musavada sikha padang samadhiyami. Sura meraya majapamad dana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Vina vikala bojana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Naca kita wadita วิสุกาดาสนะมาลากันดาเบลีปานาดารณามันดานาวิบูสัญญาตานะเวรมณีสิกขาปะดังสมาธิยามิอุจจาสายนะมหาสายนะเวรมณีสิกขาปะดังสมาธิยามิ Then I will chant the Pali, then I'll explain the English. Imani atta sikha padani. So these are the eight precepts. Silena sukanti yanti. Silena bhoga sampadan. Silena nibbanti yanti. The meanings are, virtue is the source of spiritual happiness. Virtue is the source of true spiritual wealth, and virtue is the source of true spiritual peacefulness of mind. Therefore, let virtue be purified. Dasma silang visode. Then I will chant the what they call. I undertake this eight precepts. We have to repeat three times. Then after that, you all rejoice. Imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu.Sadhu. Okay. So this morning I will do the reflection on Mangala Sutta. Mangala Sutta is on page 54 of your retreat chanting book. This Mangala Sutta is a very unique sutta. It's a sutta on what constitutes the highest blessing.The Buddha actually uttered the sutta to explain the attainment of real blessing. The sutta itself tells us of the background and significance of this famous discourse. The Buddha clarified the doubt of the devas.Or the dainty, when they wanted to know what constitutes a real blessing. In the Buddhist sense, a blessing is not something which is given by a divine being, but a state of well-being which arises within oneself when one lives their life righteously, maintains human dignity, and creates a healthy environment. So this one is very important. Give me a minute. This sutta, Mangala Sutta, is a very important sutta. If you understand this sutta and you live by this sutta, you will have great blessing. And these blessings will help you in your cultivation, bring about causes and conditions for enlightenment to be possible. It is customary to recite this sutta on auspicious occasion. This sutta is not just for recitation. Devotee must also understand its deep meaning and put its principle into cultivation. It is by cultivating the advice given in this sutta that one receives blessings. Here we find the ethical, moral, and spiritual teaching of the Buddha.For the guidance of devotee. The discourse tells us that the Buddha's teaching are not confined to the philosophical and psychological aspect of the religion, but extends to the field of social services and the cultivation of self-discipline. Since these verses are supposed to be the original words of the Buddha, Buddhist devotees have high respect for and confidence in them. So the sutta starts by saying, Evang me sutang. It means, thus have I heard. On one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling at the monastery of Anandapitika in Jeta Grove near Sarvati. When the night was far spent, a certain dainty or deva whose surpassing splendor illuminated the entire Jeta Grove came to the presence of the Blessed One, the Buddha, and drew near respectfully, saluted and stood at one side. Standing thus, he addressed the Blessed One in verse. Many dainties and devas and men yearning after good have pondered upon blessings. Pray tell me the supreme blessing. So this one, this is the condition created by this dainty or deva that came down and on behalf of other dainty and living beings. They requested the Buddha to explain what constitutes real blessing. Do you understand the difference between blessings and merits? You don't know. Okay, I will explain a bit before I go into this. See, merits are meritorious action that you perform through your action, speech, and thought process. So that one is under the 10 meritorious action. This 10 meritorious action, if you attend Buddhist ceremony or Buddhist event or even Dhamma classes, or you go to temple on the Sunday or whatever occasion they may be having, you tend to have condition and opportunity to do all these 10 meritorious action. Even you attend our Tuesday class, Thursday class, Sunday class, or house dana, or even our spiritual trip or whatever, you will have the opportunity to do all the 10 meritorious actions. But these are only meritorious actions giving you merits. Whereas blessings are the things that you do that give rise to certain type of very special blessing. They are more than merits. They really like bless you, give you the good condition for having the good life. That's why it's called blessing, it's more than merits. When people see you very successful, doing very well, wow, they say you are very blessed. You seldom have problem. You are like very blessed, like this life, my nature, my family. We have this great blessing. Well, in the early day, when I first came to learn the Dhamma, I was so surprised. When I read through the Mangala Sutta, I realized, how come so funny? Everything that is spoken there, I have done it. I have it. That's the reason why blessing is so important, so beautiful. After we will go through. Then coming back to the 10 meritorious action. When you go to this temple, when you come for Dhamma class, or you go to any of this Buddhist activity or religious activity that are proper, the first three is dana, sila, bhavana. So when you perform, generosity is a meritorious action. Generosity can be performed in three ways. The gift of materialistic thing is one of the act of generosity. Then the second one is the gift of life. You donate blood, you donate organs and all those things. When you pass away, you pledge your organ. Yeah? Then the third one is gift of truth. Gift of truth doesn't mean you have to speak the Dhamma and all those things. But if you have the ability, of course, that is the best. But sometimes you can even indirectly bring about the gift of truth. After you have benefited, you have learned from it, then you recommend to other people, your friends or whatever. Then they have the condition to come and listen. Then sometimes you help out in the propagation of this good teaching, this good Dhamma that is being spoken, like our Kayanamita website and all those things. Then sometimes you help in the transcription of the books and all those things. So this one, the result of what you have done will be part of the fruition of the gift of truth. Because these are Dhamma that has the benefits, that has the truth. Then when it's published and given free to people who have the affinity, you also partake in the merits of gift of truth. So gift of truth can be whether direct or indirect. So dana is the first one. Sila is precept. When you come, you renew your precept. You hold on to your precept. You keep your precept. When you do that, that is meritorious. The reason being, the Buddha said, you keep your precept, you avoid evil. By doing that, you actually protect others. You understand? Because you are incapable of evil. When you keep the precept, the major evil is not done. So you indirectly protect others. Then you also protect your own karma. That's why it's meritorious. Then you sit meditation. You develop daily mindfulness and all those things while at the way place. You develop your faith, the spiritual faculty. That is meditation. Then that is meritorious. Yeah. Then you often pay respect to Triple Gem or to the worthy one. So reverential salutation is also a meritorious action. Then you listen to Dhamma, yeah, like all our classes. It's a meritorious action. Then you straighten your view. It's a meritorious action. Then you rejoice with what you have seen and what you have heard, all the wholesomeness that people have done, all the good Dhamma that you have heard. You rejoice, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That itself is a meritorious action. Then towards the end of the session, we will normally share merit, transfer merit. These are all meritorious actions. Then you can also help out in whatever way within the Buddhist community. Your contribution in the form of service to the sasana, to the community, is a meritorious action. So all these 10 meritorious actions, you will get to perform them. That's why your life will become much better, because you have opportunity to do this. And this comes from the first step, where you have Dhamma friends. When you have Dhamma friends, they will introduce you to have the condition to come to the way place, the temple, the whatever classes that may be available. So like the Avijja Sutta is stated very clearly, the first step to develop the ability or the condition for you to become enlightened is to have Dhamma friends. And when you have Dhamma friends, you will have occasion to listen to the Dhamma, to perform the 10 meritorious actions, to improve your life. Then after you do that, you develop the faith in the teaching, in the Buddha, in the Triple Gem. Then you straighten your view, you contemplate, you reflect. Then you make use of this teaching to develop the initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara. So that is the fourth step. After that, you develop the faith that is so strong, it will condition you to cultivate. The virya will take you on to cultivate sati. Then when you stabilize it, you can do the daily mindfulness. Once the daily mindfulness is there, you can see your own defilement. Then you can cultivate the four right effort, leading to the ability to have sense restraint. So at the moment of sense door consciousness, you will not react and do all those heedless things or stirring of your mind like normal people. So the sense restraint is very important. After that, you will be able to have the three way of right conduct, your speech, your action, and your thought process. And once you reach that seventh step, you are home. Then when you use that first seven step condition to cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness, which is the eighth step, you will definitely become enlightened. But after that, in the ninth step, you will start to witness the arising of the seven factors of enlightenment. So when the seven factors of enlightenment arise, you will know you are on the right path. You have not deviated. Then when the factors of enlightenment keep on arising, you will realize enlightenment in the here and the now. So that's how the 10th step in the Abhijja Sutta actually can bring about enlightenment. Okay, so that part is merits and cultivation. So now we come to blessing. Blessing is very important. Okay. Good. Because you're supposed to have meditation 9 to 10:30, 1.5 hours. So I will take half an hour out, because I think initially 1 hour is more than enough for you. So the first advice by the Buddha on what constitutes supreme blessing is not to follow or associate with the fools. Always remember, don't associate with the foolish or the heedless. To associate with the wise and honor those who are worthy of honor. This is the first supreme blessing. So the people whom you associate with in life is very important. If you associate with those who are not serious about life, who just want to enjoy life and go about doing all the vices, then you will have that result, which is negative. So our Chinese tradition, I don't know if you all heard of this or not, I was told by some friends last time. They say if you don't like somebody, especially the arrogant rich family or whatever, he said to bring about downfall to their children, what is the easiest thing to do? Associate them with all those people who do all those vices. He said, teach them how to gamble. Teach them how to go and drink and womanize. Then teach them to go and get themselves interested in horse racing, punting. Or he said, very fast, the fortune will be gone. So there is this saying. So it means you associate with the wrong people. Understand? Because of craving, of delusion. When they get themselves addicted in such activity, it brings about downfall. That's why you have to avoid the fools. Meet up with the wise. Then honor those who are worthy of honor. People who have done well, help society, contribute to society and all those things, or they have contributed to the welfare of the state, the people. So you should honor them. Even teachers, their profession, if they are sincere, if they really, really diligently and sincerely play their role, their profession, they actually are worthy of honor. That's why in the early days, during my time, teachers are very noble, very honored. When they say, oh, my parents are teachers, oh, very well respected. That time, especially my small town, Cikgu, oh, Cikgu. But I was told by my wife later on in the school, I don't know what happened to the teaching profession. When the student is lazy, you know what they tell them or not? If you don't study hard, wait till you become Cikgu, then only you understand. Because the teacher, it seems, full of workload. And I don't think their reputation, all those things, is as honorable as the olden days. I don't know what happened to the teaching profession. So sometimes you cannot go rigid. Hey, the Buddha, the Dhamma say, people who are worthy of honor, and Brother Teo say, Cikgu, then I get into trouble for nothing. So you must understand, honor means they are worthy of honor, means they really contribute. So you have to use your own wisdom. The second one, to reside in a suitable locality to have done meritorious action in the past, and to have set oneself on the right course towards emancipation. This is supreme blessing. For most of us, we have this condition, like Kiat Hun, stay near Subang, SJPA is there, a lot of temple are there. Then we all PJ, a lot of opportunity, those in KL, Brickfield, and Nalanda, everywhere, you can have it. So you are more blessed. Then, to have those conditions, you must have done meritorious action before in the past. That's why it will set you on the right course towards cultivation, enlightenment, emancipation. The third one also very important. You must have vast learning, perfect handicraft, a highly trained discipline, and pleasant speech. This is supreme blessing. Vast learning. We all academic very good. And we have vast learning. Of course, perfect handicraft. Not necessary everybody have. But when I like to do something, I will do very well too. Then a highly trained discipline. This one is very important. You have to have that. Otherwise, not easy to have good blessing. I have this. I am very disciplined. When something important, I really go into it, develop the understanding. Then I really keep to it. It's just like in the year 1971 when I started. By the time I received that first book, What Buddhists Believe by K. Sri Damananda, our late chief reverend from Brickfield. The moment I read the Four Noble Truths, his book wrote very clearly that what my mother, they all did was Chinese tradition, nothing to do with Buddhism. Then the moment I read the Four Noble Truths, deep inside me, straight away, I understood this truth before. And I was full of joy. I said, this is it, no need to search already. Nobody can tell me all of their understanding the moment they get enlightened. It's just Four Noble Truths. And the Four Noble Truths to me is so complete and so beautiful. It summarized to me all of life, mundane and super mundane. Then I know how to live life. I say, you can't find anybody who can do that. Even at that time, when I was that age, I tell myself, even if I have become enlightened, like the Buddha, I cannot do that. I cannot summarize all of my understanding into just four noble truths, so beautiful, so concise. That's why it's the essence of his teaching. That's why after that, my mind straight away, no need to look elsewhere, all the way direct into the Dhamma. That's why I have this very high discipline to train myself in what I understand and believe to be the right thing. So this one is very important, a highly trained discipline. Then of course, pleasant speech. Yeah? I don't like to speak harshly and all those things. No point. So you have to have this pleasant character, gentle, pleasant approach to communication, to relationship and all those things. With this, you can actually overcome the negativity of speech. Then the fourth one, also very important. I think this one most of us can do, unless you have some misunderstanding with your parent, I don't know. But if you are a cultivator, most of you can do. The support of father and mother, and the cherishing of wife and children. Yeah? Can you all do? Kehun also can. Most people can. Anybody cannot. Nobody put out hand. Good sign. Karen and Tammy show can. The two very buddy. And peaceful occupation. Do you have any peaceful occupation? Kehun occupation not peaceful. you like what you do, so to you it's peaceful. Oh, very good. Yeah. So to you it's peaceful. Understand more. So that you can help them. Very good. So peaceful occupation means you don't go and get yourself involved in what? Warfare and all those things. Don't go and join all those organizations that simply go and bomb people and destroy people. Then don't go and become research scientists to do nuclear bomb. Please avoid all those. Those are wrong. Oh, okay. That one is another topic. We don't want to touch that one. It's too sensitive. Okay. The next one, liberality, righteous conduct, and helping our relative, and living a blameless life, doing all the good things. So this one, when you have the means, most of you can do that, because we tend to have this liberal nature. That's why the first thing is liberality, then we are generous. Then we have righteous conduct. We conduct ourselves righteously, upright. We don't simply compromise even evil thing, deceitful thing. No. Through selfishness, a lot of people don't understand they do that. To be righteous is very important. Things that are against our conscience, not proper, you shouldn't do means you shouldn't do. But you don't have to argue with people, understand not? Last time I worked in an environment, I went to the private sector. It's a listed company, corporate listed company. So my MD, I didn't know after I joined, and later they told me on the annual dinner day. He always sing this song, My Way. So you know, he loved that song. Then the staff all told me, hey, Tio, you are new, you better be careful. When his mood is not right, you don't go and see him. Unless he call you. Then he say, you don't try to be like smart or what, don't try to advise him. Because he never listened to anyone. He only listened to himself. My way. But for me, it's different because, like I told my children, you don't have to give in and compromise your job just because you worry you will lose your job. Understand? So, I treat him like normal. So I didn't really address him by Mr. or what. I just call him by the name because when I went for interview, he loved me so much. He told me, come, together, we do it. I said, no, I come, I work for you. I work for you. I do it for you. No problem, I said, no different. Then after that, whatever he told me to do with his car, then I will tell him how I will do it. I say, you want me to do, I will do it like that. Otherwise, you pass it to somebody else. Well, surprisingly, he respect my view. And he implemented a lot of things that I told him. Then I find it different from what people perceive him. Because he also, in a way, he know how to look at people. People who are really good, who really understand what they do, where he can learn from, he respect. That's why I find it very interesting. I say, I don't have such problem. So you must not give in. Upright means you are righteous, in the sense that, especially in my career, engineering, you cannot cut corner, understand? Then you cannot want to save money, you do all those things. At the expense of who? The project, the house buyer, the people, and all those things. Then environment. Everything also want to shortcut, don't want to pay money. You need to do, understand or not? If you find that the cost is too high, then don't tender so low, understand or not? Because if you are righteous, you do things properly, people see the value in you. Things that has to be done, has to be done. If you compromise, then you will have the karmic friction later on, where people will also compromise and get you into trouble, understand? Where you compromise and get people into trouble. So, that word, very dangerous. Don't always compromise. When you start to compromise, means you give up your ability to be righteous. But there's another meaning of compromise. Sometimes people use the word literally. I don't want to argue with him, that's why we compromise. Understand? But if it's against your conscience, against something that is beneficial, or it can lead to something detrimental, then you cannot compromise. No way. If you do that, there is karmic implication. So here, you look at righteous conduct, the meaning is very deep. Then helping of relative. I remember in my family, every New Year we go back, we meet, we gather. Then we will update each other. Then in between, because we got news, then we know which brother, which sister, or which of our relatives have problem. Then we go back, New Year time, we will discuss. Then we will think of a way to help them. So this should be the way we conduct ourselves. Whoever you can help when you have the means, especially your own brother, sister, your own relative. So these are the people whom you should try, because these are conditions for you to do. Then in future, when the fruition comes, if you need money or what, they will come and help you. I got a friend, he is now very successful, but when he was young, he was quite the situation is quite bad. The father passed away when he was at the age of 10. Because the father worked for the special branch of the police, got killed, I think. Then the mother, based on the miserable small pension, washing clothes for people, has to bring up he and another sister. So they have very hard life. Then after form 5, but he got a lot of uncle, cousin, who are not so bad. Then after Phong Fire during the 80s, they wanted to go overseas, you know, to study Australia. Then my this friend, he also wanted to go overseas, but no money. Then he desperately talked to the mother, you go and talk to the uncle, means the mother's brother there. He said, just borrow from me, don't know, 5,000 or what, enough for him to have the flight to go to Australia, register the university. Then he asked the university, what is the longest time to graduate? Not shortest time, no. The longest time, where he want to work. No money to pay fee. And luckily the uncle helped, no. The few uncle decided to sponsor him and loan him the money. That's why after that, when he graduated, he became successful. Where he met me, he became very successful. He was full of gratitude. He helped pack all the uncle and the cousin sister, cousin brother. He really helped them every year without fail. Some of them credit card problem, owe the bank until near the verge of bankruptcy. He also helped them to clear everything, talk to the bank and all those things. So these are the things that people who has the past merits or blessing, they will do. Okay, the next one. To cease and abstain from evil. These are easy, lah. You all keep the precept, you definitely can do. Forbearance with respect to intoxicant. Can or not? Don't want to drink liquor. If you can, then no problem. Then the next one is Oh yeah, that one is okay, because you are not making yourself drunk. You are not causing your consciousness to go down. It's for your health. Understand? But you don't make use of that excuse unless you really you after pregnancy or due to medical reason. Because some people take this yangming jiu at night before they sleep. It's okay, because after that you sleep. But you don't overtake until. Because that precept is to warn you, if you partake in intoxicant or drugs that can cause your consciousness to fall, then you will break all the other precepts. So the advice is, you undertake the training rule to abstain. You try not to have it, unless it's for medical reason or whatever. Then you have to be mindful of what you are doing. You have to be sincere, that's it. So there is no hard and fast rule. Some people, they extend it further. Hey, Brad, your social drinking okay or not? Because sometimes I got to attend wedding, one or two pack, okay or not? And I say, it's up to you, your life, nothing to do with me, you understand? If you are not sensitive, you take already, you still want to continue, then different. But if you take already, you are sensitive, you are mindful, you can feel, then you stop, understand? As long as you are sober. But if you can avoid, completely avoid, no point. Why you want to drink? But for little bit health reason, no problem. I can give you the approval. you don't have to have any worry. Just go ahead. But for medical reason, then don't over intoxicate yourself. You don't love yourself, then you go ahead and intoxicate yourself. But you love yourself, you don't intoxicate yourself. But if something that can help you in your health-wise, then no harm. Then the next one is very important. Steadfast in virtue. So you have to keep your virtue. Means you cannot simply do things. This is the highest supreme blessing. The next one is reverence, humility, contentment, gratitude, and opportune hearing of the Dhamma. This one all we should be able to do it. This one all I have. I like to pay respect to my parents, to those who have helped me before, express my gratitude, contentment. And when I was young, I was very simple, very contented. Even now also very contented. You look at me, I don't wear watch, I don't wear anything funny. But don't like, just because brother still don't wear, you don't wear. No, you want to wear, you are a lady, you love all those things, it's up to you. You have the means, why not? But for me, I am contented with what life is. What I look for is inner quality, not exterior, not to impress people. I dress very simply, unless on occasion. Then I don't really fancy putting on all those things to show people that I can afford branded thing, expensive thing. What for? You attract attention and problem. So a lot of this thing is individual. You go and understand it yourself. Then opportunity, hearing of the Dhamma is very important. When you have occasion and condition to listen to Dhamma, you must do it. Then the next one is, you must be patient, obedient. Then the sight of a samana or holy man or a cultivator and religious discussion at due season, this is supreme blessing. I really like last time when I see all these spiritual people, cultivator, the genuine one, not the bogus one. Even I see the Chinese Kung Fu show, those that meditate in the cave. I really have joy and great respect. In the past, my past, I must have been in the cave before. Oh, I see those people, I have a lot of joy. And the next one is also very important. Self-control, pure life, perception of the Noble Truth, and the realization of Nibbana. This is supreme blessing. So this one you have to work very hard, diligent. You must have faith, sincerity, diligent. Then the faith, saddha, bring about virya. Virya bring about the cultivation, sati, samadhi. And finally, panya, then you realize the truth. So self-control means you have self-discipline through understanding, through wisdom. Then you lead a pure life, no more delusion, no more negativity. Then you have perceived the Noble Truth, means you have awakened to it. Then you have realized the cessation of form and mind, Nibbana. This definitely is supreme blessing. Then the next one, he whose mind does not flutter by contact with worldly contingencies, sorrowless, stainless, and secure. This is supreme blessing. This one is also related to being who have practiced well, cultivated well. That's why upon contact in daily life, their mind does not waver, does not stir. That's why here is very well described. He whose mind does not flutter by contact, means upon contact, seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, or thought consciousness, when it arrives, the mind does not stir, does not flutter, does not get excited by worldly contingents. Then it doesn't lead to sorrow, means sorrowless, stainless, and very confident, secure. This is supreme blessing. Then the last one, to them, fulfilling matters such as the above, everywhere invincible, in every way, moving happily. This is what the enlightened being is. Everywhere he is invincible. Then in every way moving, he is happy, peaceful, tranquil. He has the good life, the understanding. These are the supreme blessing. So this conclude the sharing on the highest blessing, the supreme blessing. So if you follow these 10 steps, you will have good blessing in life. You will be beautiful. Because you do your duty, your right duty, then you will have all the good blessing. Then together with your 10 meritorious actions, you will have a good life, wonderful life. Okay? Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you can have your meditation now. Actually, we still got 10 minutes. So you got any question regarding this? Any question before you go for meditation? Anybody got any question? Just put up your hand, huh? We pass you the mic. Wow, this class very quiet, huh? No question. Either you... Oh yeah, that one is longer. That one is Maha. Maha. You look at the title, Maha. Maha Mangala. That one is the greater blessing. That one they include and expand onto a lot of other things. 38. Sui An's house also got one board, the whole thing, 38. And the Padmasri house also got the 38 blessings. So that one, if you want to find out more, you read page 54 onward, our retreat version. In fact, the 10 that the Buddha spoke on the Mangala Sutta is the most widely followed. And that one is the gist of it, the essence of it. Then the 38th one is an expansion. Okay, if you don't have, then maybe we start our meditation early. We'll off the light, yeah? Then you can have 1 hour of meditation. So this time, you try to sit for at least 40 minutes. Then you want to do your preliminary walking, bowing, or whatever mindfulness exercise you can. Okay.